The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can give us a call at 605-4567, or you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's Thursday morning, and so this is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda are still gone, but I'll be entertaining you this morning. I've got guests this morning that we're going to be interviewing the two remaining candidates for the Anderson City Council. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82, a low of 61. And on Friday, a high of 89, a low of 61. Saturday, we're looking for 92 and a low of 62. Sunday, 93. Sunday night, 64. And on Monday, 92. So it's going to hang around in the low 90s and high 80s for the next few days, hopefully not getting back up there in those cruising 100s. But we've had a little rain. We like that. We hope the snow manages to stay on the mountains. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So this morning I'm joined, first off, with a candidate for Anderson City Council, Amarjit Singh. Welcome.
Thank you.
And so we're going to just have a discussion and find out. First off, Amarjit, let's go with tell me about who you are. Where did you come from, and why are you interested in being? Just who are you in the community?
Good morning, residents. Amarjit Singh from the city of Anderson, actually. I was born in India, and I've been living in Anderson for the last 16 years. I was fortunate to establish and set up the Sikh Center in Anderson in 2006. And my education qualifications-wise, I have bachelor's in public administration and defense studies, and I have master degree in political science and information technology. And since that, I've been living in Anderson, serving the Anderson community, and I love Anderson, love to be raising my wife and kids, you know, over there. And it's a great place to live, where we have lots of facilities. We have airport, we have restaurants, and it's a diverse. I love diversity. I believe in diversity on national, local, state level. So when we have diversity in our businesses, and I want diversity in our populations as well. That will make a better understanding in the cross-cultural community participation.
Good. Yeah, that's very, I so love the city, community of Anderson. I've been there since 1977 and feel like it's more home than any place I've ever lived. I've lived there longer than I did any place else, but it's a good community to be in and around. So what do you see that's happening in the city of Anderson now that you'd either like to change or improve on or add to?
There is actually continuity. I really love since you were in Anderson, and there is lots of improvement I have seen in the last 16 years and before. But I mean, there is needs to change, and there's additions, you know, that needs to come to Anderson.
Such as
what I haven't seen in the last 16 years, the families I met, and they cannot afford clothing for their kids, and they stand outside the schools with my kids, you know, for example, the Shasta Head Start, and they will ask, do we have used clothing for my kids? We are United States of America, right? And we are the world power. And I don't want to expect that happening at least in the city of Anderson.
So how would you see improving that?
So
making those available.
Right. So if we are setting up more non-profit organizations, right, that will bring more jobs to the local residents. So those local residents can be recruited, you know, place for part-time and full-time jobs. one thing. Second thing, we should find some sort of funding for those families, you know, so that can help raise them. At least they have annual good clothing for their kids, those going to school, right? So how do you think, like, if my kids wearing new clothing every year, you know, when start of the year, and how those kids feel when they go to the same class? Is that not a mental stress? I would say yes.
So how do you see your role as a member of the Anderson City Council as playing into providing those things?
There is a lot of funding, right? And there's a community funding available that goes to the, just to the community for the community causes, community purposes. And we should, and thirdly, I mean, we are, again, I said, United States of America. I have Sikh coalitions in the Bay Area and beyond I work with, and they are always ready to bring the money funds for such kind of community causes.
Through city government or through the nonprofit?
Through the nonprofit.
Exactly, because the county government structure is set up to do social services. The city government funding is not.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it'll be through the nonprofits.
Okay, and just as your role in the city council to work with those nonprofits.
That's right.
But okay, so what can you see that city government and your actual role as a councilman could do to make changes in Anderson that you see that are needed?
To survey out, to reach out those marginalized populations. Right, to find out resources for them, which they lack. And we have a growing issue of the LGBTQ plus, population, especially the teens and the adults in the city of Anderson. That's a growing, issue, and we need to find out resources for them. And third, this is something I've been talking about in the short-term plan, right, which I need to start within 6 months or 1 year. You will see the fine results coming out of that, you know. And there is no cooling center for a local population, right? So, and if it is, it's a very limited for 2-3 hours, you know, just with a water bottle. So someone needing help, you know, out of this heat time, so they can come to a like full day cooling center. They can enjoy the time there while having more activities for the kids and the seniors and the, you know, other youth populations.
Again, we're talking nonprofits. We're not talking anything that city government is going to do.
Right.
So, and you're running for Anderson City Council. Just want to clarify, because it's, you know, the funding for city government is targeted. So if you were going to divert money from programs the city's already doing.
I think city wouldn't mind if we set up a teen center, you know.
We have a teen center.
Right, but that's too small for the community to go in. So I have seen kids running around there, you know. It's just one room, like, I think, a little bigger than this size. And that's not sufficient, actually. And we do not have cooling center. I don't think city would mind to set up a cooling center for our seniors.
There is a cooling center for our seniors, Frontier Senior Center.
Right. So, but that senior center is not open to the general public, I have noticed.
No, it's
right?
it's open as a cooling center.
But it's not a full time.
No, just 9 to 5 or 8:30 to 4 every day.
But I have seen when Shasta County set up a cooling center at the library. Right, and those people who come over there, they said that we are really frustrated, and that's why my survey led to.
Okay. Well, other things the part of the issues that you hear in a community that they go to the city to address are streets and roads and police protection and how do you see yourself working with those?
Actually, that's a long-term plan, I would say, but we can start as soon as possible and we can improve on that. So people and the communities I met, the kids going to school, they are much concerned about the safety of the kids these days, shootings around, you know, especially in the schools we recently have. And so meet those. I would prefer to have more what we say, the active patrolling by the local law enforcement, police department, and safety and the health of the, local residents. You know, people, we always talk about the organic food, right? People living in marginalized, low-income groups, right? Low populations. How can they accept or buy that food, you know, comparative to I can buy organic food?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what efforts city can make to raise those families up so they can avail the same facilities like other residents can?
Exactly. Okay, so let's go. We'll take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is a Bureau of Automotive Repair Approved Center. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, there is no practicing with Crackmaster. Give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by at 3208 South Market and get that crack fixed. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my king.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now, with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.7 95 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. It is Thursday morning. It's Trish Clark. It's about 7:19. We're interviewing the count this morning, and Nathan.
Yes, dear.
Glad to have you here this morning. Nathan's the one in there trying to keep me straight and tell me what I'm doing and keep.
What time it is, actually?
Actually, what time it is, exactly. I 9 o'clock. Well, there you go. See, that's when I usually get up. Everybody knows that about me. This early morning hour is like, oh, you gotta be kidding. And two mornings in a row? Oh my gosh. You know, I want to give a shout out to the KCNR listeners. Yesterday, at the end of my show, I put out real live radio kind of stuff talking about a plumbing issue that I had with a hot water heater that hit me yesterday and an issue with my solar. And you weren't here, Nathan, but gosh, we have a great crowd out there of people. I got so many messages and phone calls and emails referring me and practically got all my problems solved. So I wanted just to give a shout out to the listeners that thank you so much. I know you're listening and thanks for the response and everybody that called in and set me up. And I want to give a real shout out to Paramount Plumbing. They were recommended by a lot of people and they're going to be there this morning when I get home to fix my hot water heater. So just thank you very much. So we have Amarjit Singh in the studio this morning. And we're talking about he's running for the Anderson City Council. One of the things we hear constantly is with city governments is that it's very difficult. I want to start a business and I want to come into the city of Anderson and I want to be able to put up an XYZ store. They complain about the process. How do you think that works in the city of Anderson and what do you see that you could possibly do to improve it?
I think as long as you meet the safety guidelines, right, as long as you meet the local, environmental, issues, I mean, there's no pollution coming up and, city would think definitely that if we are getting good revenue, from the business for the city improvement, so definitely we should invite the more businesses, you know, and I would say I would prefer and I will, concentrate on that those business should prefer the local jobs first, right? So give youths and other, you know, I mean, local population first preference to have them on the jobs, you know.
Yeah, okay. Can you think of other things that we possibly could do to, say, attract businesses to Anderson?
Sure, we can do. I mean, we should expand our hands out to the community, right, and wider. So we should bring new business as well. Right, last evening in the, League of Women's Voters, so someone was raising issue that just within a 2 miles area, we have 12 gas stations there, right, you know. So, I mean, end of the day, again, we were just thinking on the point that we are getting good revenue for the city of Anderson. I mean, so if we want to attract more, so that's what I was earlier mentioning, that we must have diversity, right? So diversity means bringing more kind of restaurants, you know, and other small businesses that should help local jobs and get more diverse to the city.
Yeah, and that's always been a struggle because if, you know, we can't dictate what kind of a person wants to do with their private property and what they want to build on it, but certainly we could use a nice steakhouse. I wish we'd get a really nice restaurant down there, so that just put that out there. Anybody would like to come down and put in a really nice restaurant in Anderson?
That's right, but I was saddened when we lose Bank of America from Anderson, you know, America's top bank. So I hope that it should come back and, you know, I mean, that will bring revenue, that will bring more customers to the bank, the local customers and, you know, surrounding. So that will help and more jobs, you know. So I think we should, you know, work on that side.
Okay, so one of the issues that we have is enforcement throughout is enforcement of our fire danger activities, people's property that is overgrown. How do you see your role on the city council as addressing some of those issues?
Actually, there are homeless issues, and what happened like a month and a half ago at the Sikh Center, there's another property, 80 acres, you know, some, a couple, they were camping there, living there, so they had some argumentation, and they put some stuff, you know, in their surrounding on fire, and that led to the big fire at the Sikh center, 80 acres of land, right? So I think the more police patrolling and, you know, safety concern will help to eliminate that. But I'm not against the homeless population. What I'm saying is that should be informed and crime-free city, right? We must, homeless population are also part of our community, right? We need to find out why they become homeless, why they do not have homes, what resources they need. We need to find out the resources and connect them to those specific resources so they should become a regular citizen rather than a homeless.
I concur. What do you do with the group of people who don't want your services and just like that lifestyle? They just want to do that.
I think that's a broader sense, not a, you know, a short answer I can give in that situation. I mean, whatever city decide or the city council members and the general public views on that as well, maybe we can set up a space specifically for them. You know, they can roam around during the day and come back to their space only, you know, so they are informed and they are safe. We are much concerned about the human safety as well. Right, living in those styles may not be safe for them.
Yeah, and certainly that is part of the issue. Their safety and certainly the safety of the community that they live in.
Right, so I'm truly against any type of rejection, whether they are homeless people, low income groups, you know, or the LGBTQ, because I consider when I look at the community, then everyone is one.
Many years ago when I first came to the community, actually there were, we had the mills and we had a lot of good jobs, the timber industry, all of that, and there was, actually some of the best jobs in Shasta County were in the South County. And then we had the Spotted Owl and all of the things that happened, and you're absolutely correct that the middle income population in the city of Anderson became, unemployed. And we ended up with a much larger percentage of the low income in that area.
So what I've seen in the 16 years, the low income groups, they are still where they were. Mm-hmm. So
we've not been able to recreate
those
good paying jobs. So how do you see your role as a city council member in being able to recreate some of those good paying jobs? That would businesses attract those businesses that would put people back to work in a better job.
I think more businesses to bring in, you know, more entrepreneurs, so that comes to the city and that will bring more jobs, and improving the current industry. Whatever we have in Anderson, we must cooperate with them and, you know, give them a sort of help, you know, a support and help so they can raise and they can create more jobs for the local residents. And also, I'm always in favor of the labor community, you know. So, I mean, if the business is running a lot, you know, good, earning good money, give some to your shares as well to the, to your, you know, workers as well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I support that, because when we just talk about the workers or the labor union, end of the day, you have to think that they are part of the community.
Oh, absolutely.
Who are the workers? You know, we people are the workers, right? So, I mean, everyone deserves that, you know.
Okay. Any other, let's see, I'm just struggling for things we need to talk about. So, the stuff that happens, you know, actually, let's take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. With Dish, you get TV's two-year price guarantee. Give them a call at 241-3474, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause from 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause from 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Thursday morning. It's Trish Clark joining you this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties at Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, on East Center Cypress Street, and at Hempstead across the street from Lithia, and their newest branch, Cornerstone Bank in Anderson, on Balfrey Road. So we welcome Cornerstone to the city of Anderson, and invite you to go and get real service at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're joined in the studio this morning by one of the candidates for the Anderson City Council, Amarjit Singh, and we've just been talking about his purpose for running for the Anderson City Council, things that he'd like to see included in the city of Anderson, and why we should think of voting for him and electing him to the Anderson City Council. So one of the things that we've always appreciated in the city of Anderson Amrajet, is the parks system, yes, that we have. Do you want to say a little bit about that and what you see that we could improve there?
I mean, that's good. We have nice and parks there. You know, recently we have the splash pad now for our kids, you know. But I could see that we need some sort of improvements from that point of view, especially during the winter time. Right, so some sort of we have some, you know, nice roofed place where kids can also enjoy the games during the winter time when it's chill out, you know, in those parks. So, but I mean, more I would again say that there is more patrolling required in those parks. We have nice, beautiful trails in Anderson, you know, for the seniors and other, you know, community members to walk and to bike, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of activities do you think we should, I guess probably during the winter months, kids are involved in school, so they have the gyms that they work out, and what do you envision as something we could do as a city that would create a recreation for the kids?
Right. So for every gym, you have to pay a certain fee, monthly fee, right? So everyone cannot join, as I just talked earlier.
Oh, okay. I think so. Personal, private gyms. Yeah.
Right, right. And so I would prefer to set up something where our kids and the population can enjoy free time, you know, there, and free activities supported, you know, to them, so offered to them, so that'll help, you know, keep the local community local rather than going out during the winter time for their games. And that must include the activities matched by the age group, like little kids coming, or the youth coming, or the young population, or the seniors. I'm always for the seniors, you know, to include them in the activities. So people, it's very hard, you know, especially for the senior population, medical condition in that chill, they cannot go to those parks, you know. And I've seen those parks filled with leaves during that time, because people are not using.
Yeah. Okay. So, cause Anderson, we do have the Frontier Senior Center, and we have the Teen Center. So, and the Community Center at the Anderson City Hall. Do you see perhaps making more use of that for public events?
That's right, yes. So public should have open access, you know. That's what we want. And secondly, if we set up a homework club for the kids and the youth, you know, going to the local school, like high school or so, so that will help to bring the kids in and also with their homework. So that will make the parents a little stress-free.
Okay, so how do you see city government funding those kind of activities?
I mean, if we are funding for other activities locally, why cannot we find fund for that, you know? It's the public fund end of the day. So public fund can be used for the public issues, right? And we can survey the community. I don't think that a bigger part of the community would say no to that, right? So they would prefer if something is being offered to them or to their kids or to the youth, you know, that helps with the homework and other situations and their games, you know, the kids' time. So I think community will say, yes, okay, we want to vote on that, you know.
Yeah.
And sitting back with the council members on a negotiating table will help to find out a resolution or solution for them. Because end of the day, money comes from the public and should go to the public.
Exactly, and I don't disagree with that. I think that the city budget, again, though, is not particularly set up to do social services, so if you're going to start including social services in city funding, where are you going to take that money from that you're already funding in the city?
All right. So if city doesn't agree on that, right? So
well, no, the five councilmen. I mean, I'm just saying, you have to determine you're putting X number of dollars into these pots right now. We want to start a new service, social services. Which pot are you going to take that money from that you're already funding?
It will come from the public fund, the general public fund, you know, for the we use. We have police fund, we have infrastructure fund, and we have other funds, you know, the budget. As we said, the annual budget for the local mm-hmm. community. So we can think on that. If that doesn't work, you know, end of the day, I repeated, again, that we can reach out to the nonprofit and grant funding available, you know, for the community. And there are millions, you know, grants available.
Yes, there are.
We just need to make efforts to bring that money back to Anderson. Right? It's the public money, again, revolving out somewhere around in the nation, you know. Right? So get those funds. And I'm a very good grant writer. So I can always work on that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Any other things that you'd like to throw out that we outside the box of I know one of the issues that we talk about a lot are the let's jump there, the drug issues in the kids, and then how do you see your role as a city council member in playing into stopping some of the marijuana issues and those different things with our children?
Actually, the first thing is my role as a community organizer with Health and Human Services Agency. I work for Shasta County HHSA, right? So we have a drugs, program in the county. And we can introduce those services and can bring our kids back to track, you know. So we can connect them with the resources. If we connect them with the resources, we must give them some options as well. Don't do this and accept this, right? So we must have a plan what we offering, replacing with it.
Oh, I don't disagree at all with that. We, especially our young children who, as we indicated, we've got the poverty level issues in the South County and in the city of Anderson. And so if we're going to take those children and set them in a different path, you have to give them alternatives.
Right. And out of those kids, you know, we can offer them jobs with local nonprofits, like part-time jobs, you know, keep them busy in those and provide some more indoor activities. Right. So I have heard an incident in the street of Anderson in the midnight, you know, kids moving around, you know, so definitely under the influence of drugs. So where do they get the drugs? You know, who provide them?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the law enforcement issue to find out on those, so how to tackle that situation. And then we can work on a plan with the kids. Right. So there is counseling required, active counseling for those kids. Why not use the drugs, you know?
Yeah, there's all kinds of interventions that can happen with our children, and I concur that that's a good thing. One of the, like I said, the issue, City of Anderson is in good shape with our infrastructure as far as sewer and water, but we do have the issue with the ACID.
Right.
And which has been really bad for the rest of the area. I know one thing. There's an issue right now with the Wooded Acres water. You're probably familiar with the City of Anderson years ago put wells out in the Wooded Acres area, much in the same way that they put them in the Oxyoke area, with the anticipation that at some point they would become part of the City of Reading or part of the incorporated City of Anderson. One of the things coming very quickly before the Anderson City Council is the issue of that other well out at Wooded Acres, which is not in anybody's jurisdiction. It's just a well that we put in. LAFCO put that area, it's not in anybody's sphere. And that goes back to the arguments over whether it was going to be in the City of Anderson. At one point it was in the City of Anderson's sphere of influence. At another point it was in the City of Reading's sphere of influence. And the last time that area came before LAFCO, it actually ended up in nobody's sphere of influence. It's just in the unincorporated area. Mm-hmm. So right now that well is having problems. It's gone dry and it needs to be solved. And the City of Anderson is trying to play a role. The City Council is trying to play a role in that. What do you think should happen with that well?
I think, in the long term, there should be a plan for that, but in a short term plan, because that's something, a natural issue. Right, so, I mean, you cannot take water out of the well, you know, if there's no water there.
Yeah, right? Somebody has to take responsibility at some, excuse me, agency at this point to make that happen. do you see that as part of something the city of Anderson should do, given it's not in the city's jurisdiction?
I think when it comes to a natural disaster or natural situation, so we must cooperate with beyond, you know. I have met a couple of neighbors, those who cannot fetch water out of their well, you know, in and I mean next to the Anderson area where Jen lives. So that's a natural issue. I mean, so I think we should cooperate beyond as well on that and help the communities.
Okay. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers, 2225 Hilltop Drive, full service jewelry store in Reading. Excuse me. They have all kinds of estate jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750 or visit them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Yeah, And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have a question that you'd like to ask our candidate, you can give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Give Judy a call and have a conversation with her. She's a very nice lady. Give her a call at 221-0441. So we have in the studio one of the Anderson City Councils. We previously did Gallagher last week, and we're going to do the other candidate, Dan Gallier, in the next hour. So, but we have Amarjeet Singh with us this morning, and we've been talking about all kinds of issues and things he could bring to the Anderson City Council.
Real quick, also, there was a guest in the chat room that wanted to know who the other lady is with us.
Oh. Okay, it's a friend of his, Janine, and she's just here as moral support.
Excellent.
All right, and she just came this morning, so the longtime friend, been in the Anderson area for a long time. So we welcome her, and she's been cheering him on this morning, so that's great. So we do have the chat room, and they can kind of visualize. There's a camera over here that's kind of filming it. I'm not exactly sure where it goes, but then they can watch that and see, so that's where we're at. So one of the things, City of Anderson is different than a lot of cities like the City of Reading. Our fire department is not part of the city. The Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate, standalone entity. Obviously, they have to work close because the city, if the Anderson Fire Protection District was not there, the city would be required to provide fire coverage. How do you see funding is difficult? When the half-cent sales tax was passed in the City of Anderson, it said public protection. When people think public protection, they think police and fire. So there is a thought process in the City of Anderson that the Anderson Fire Protection District is in fact being funded by some of that half-cent sales tax. That's not true. The fire department does not get any of that sales tax. I am on the Anderson Fire Protection Board of Directors. We have been working with the city, and we have reached some agreements about sharing responsibility, right, and the City of Anderson putting in funding, like they just put in some money, mm-hmm, for the water tender,
right,
for the fire department. How do you see, that was a long question, but how do you see the city working with the fire to provide that services for those citizens?
Actually, when we talk about the fire department, it's also one part of the law enforcement, right?
It should be, but it's not under the control of the City of Anderson.
Right, but we have Anderson Fire Department, you know,
yes,
in the City of Anderson, right? But that, I would say that must continue and must have the equal funding as they want, so City of Anderson can be saved with the local fire protection,
okay,
services, right? And I completely disagree with that, keeping that fire department out of the funding, right? It must be there and it should be there.
Okay. We have a caller. Don, thank you for calling. You have a question for our candidate?
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Oh, hold on 1 second. He needs to put the headphones off.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear now? There you go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, I grew up in Anderson, the biggest little city in the north, and just love Anderson. And I was just wanting to know what Mr. Singh will be his first thing he might do when he's elected Anderson City Council member. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Don.
Okay, so the first thing, I mean, there are many issues going on, but I mean, for me, as we have 33 police officers in the City of Reading, so mine would be to find out the drug issues going on in the City of Anderson. That's much important, and that's impacting. And also, second would be to keep the communities together, you know, to bring out what we say, the multicultural, the intercultural and multi-religious communities together. So that's the one of the priority. When we're working on the drugs issue, you know, we must give some sort of replacement to the drug users, right? So there should be resources available, right? So how to connect them, how to replace them, you know, and how to keep them close to us in our supervision, you know, by the department. So that will be my first priority to work on the drugs issue.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Don, for the phone call. Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes left. Do you want to acquaint the audience with, because you've been there for a long time, the things you've already done in the community, and just final questions as to why they should support you, and give you a seat on the Anderson City Council.
Yes, thank you. Great question. So in 2000, as I mentioned, that we set up the Sikh Center, right? And in the beginning, it was for the Sikh community to avail their religious and worship, you know, purposes at the Sikh Center. But recently, when I joined Sikh Center after the establishment, I reached out to the local communities, what their needs are, how they look Sikh Center, you know, as a community organization in the local community. So I set up some events that can outreach in the community. We invite the communities to the Sikh Center. For example, in the very first year, I introduced Vaisakhi Festival and Day for Nonviolence. You know, that was the major event we organized, and we couldn't do it in the last 2 years because of the pandemic. But we are coming back to that now.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We are on the planning meetings to bring that back. And also Sikh Center would provide free food to the 9/11 event in the city of Shasta Lake. They have a metal piece from the Twin Towers, and that people make memorial, you know, every year. So we take food there. So during the Karfa time, you know, Sikh Center play a vital role by providing for 20 days. We take out the food in the front lines for our firefighters and also for the people who were displaced at the Shasta College. Mm-hmm. Right. So they were completely residing there. No home, no shelter, no food, you know. And we worked closely with the U.S. Army that time and Red Cross. So I am the board member for the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, you know, that always fights for injustices in the local community, mm-hmm. you know, and civil rights for the people. And I'm also the member of the Shasta Interfaith, formerly known as the Shasta County Interfaith Forum. Mm-hmm. You know, we work closely with the wider communities, you know, to keeping the communities together. Share your food, share your cultural, share your religious practices. And that brings, that bridge the gaps. Right. For example, I was sharing that in 2006, a local family, local fellow, you know, our friend, he stole a bulldozer in Anderson, right, and he ran the Sikh Center, right, and he misunderstood the Sikh community as a Muslims, right, but Sikh community is not a part of any other religion of the world, but he misidentified us, you know. And later on, law has to take place, and police has to take an action. But we never ask for his prosecution. And Sikh community and the Sikh religion is about forgiveness and peace, right? So we request the courts not to take any action on them, you know. But since it was hate crime, and law has to take place, but we never ask for prosecution.
Okay.
So this is the work the Sikh Center and I have been doing in the city of Anderson, keeping the communities together, right, bridging the gaps. That's much important. That's how we can make Anderson growing. We have diversity in businesses, other forms of, you know, local living. So we must have a diversity in the people as well. I'm also working on as a board member for the Reading Refugee Services that brings, you know, refugees and help them to settle down.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed visiting with you this morning. This is, I think, a lot of information. We're blessed in the city of Anderson. We have two seats available. We have three very qualified candidates running for those seats, and so the people have a choice. Again, I will remind the people out there that we're trying to provide an opportunity on KCNR for everyone to hear from all of the candidates for the offices around the county, Anderson City Council, Redding City Council, City of Shasta Lake, the two seats on the Board of Supervisors. We have a lot of school boards out there, water boards. Again, I remind you that if you're not involved and know who your candidates are and voting and part of the process, then you're quite likely part of the problem. So, you need to know what's happening. That's how we make a difference in the government we get, is the kind that we deserve and that we get involved and vote for. So thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts about the Anderson community of Anderson. We'll be right back after these messages with Dan Gallier, another candidate for Anderson City Council.
Thank you, Trish, for your time, and thank you to the KCNR team, you know, for providing this opportunity to be a candidate to express our views, share our views with the community.
Thank you so much for coming in. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Also trying to flee their homeland. That woman was in a crowd in Moscow saying no to war. She also said, I am not afraid. I am not afraid of anything. The most valuable thing that they can take from us is the lives of our children. I won't give them my child's life. The Moscow prosecutor's office warned organizing or taking part in a demonstration could lead to up to 15 years in prison. Other Russians responded by trying to leave the country, and flights out of Russia quickly became booked.
President Biden describing as outrageous Vladimir Putin's behavior, including his threats amid setbacks in his drive to take over Ukraine.
The president is critical of Russia's Vladimir Putin for making overt nuclear threats, describing them as reckless. Mr. Biden also condemns Russia for scheduling what he called sham referenda this week in Ukraine territory it has seized by force.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are.
At the UN yesterday, the president called on the world to bolster Ukraine's effort to defend itself. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump continuing to defy what he describes as a political witch hunt. In this case, a New York Attorney General's lawsuit targeting Mr. Trump and members of his family for their business dealings. A Trump lawyer says the suit is neither focused on the facts nor the law. Hurricane Fiona, potent Category 4 storm, expected to slam Bermuda the coming 24 hours as the storm continues to move to the north. The Dow down 133 points, NASDAQ off 165. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Ukraine announcing a high-profile prisoner swap after months of efforts to free Ukrainian fighters.
On a blustery evening somewhere in Ukraine, many of the released prisoners are greeted by embraces and a cry of glory to heroes. Many of these men were fighters who defended a steel plant in Mariupol during a long Russian siege. In exchange, Ukraine gave up an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, a Ukrainian oligarch and pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Medvedchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his government had won freedom from Russian custody for 215 Ukrainian and foreign citizens. Zelensky also said that many of the fighters in custody were facing the death penalty. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UK's government has formally confirmed it's lifting a ban on fracking in England, arguing the move will help to boost the country's energy security amid Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. Townhall.com. More testimony in the civil trial of Alex Jones.
Two parents of children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre and the daughter of the school's slain principal testified Wednesday of the fear and pain they've suffered from being targeted with threats by those who believe the lie that the shooting was a hoax. David Wheeler, Erica Lafferty, and Jennifer Hensel are among those suing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for damages for promoting the Sandy Hook conspiracy theories on his media platforms, including his InfoWars web show. A judge last year found Jones and InfoWars parent company Free Speech Systems liable by default for failing to turn over documents in the case. The jury is hearing evidence to determine how much Jones should pay. Keith Peters reporting.
An Indiana judge has blocked the state's abortion ban from being enforced, putting that new law on hold, as clinic operators argue, violates the state constitution. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. It's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark. And again, Carl and Linda are still out of town, so I've been here for the last couple of days and there's some guest hosts. The first hour, we had one of the candidates for Anderson City Council, Amarjeet Singh. And this hour, we're joined by the other candidate, Dan Galliere, and we're going to be talking with him. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82 and a low of 61. Sunny Friday, a high of 89 on Friday night. Clear and a low of 61. Saturday, a high of 92. Sunny Saturday night, clear and a low of 62. And on Sunday, a high of 93. Sunday night, a low of 64. Monday, a high of 92, and a low of 63. And that's going to kind of be the pattern, the low 90s and the high 80s for the next foreseeable future, and we can do that. I'm hoping it doesn't go back up into that awful over 100 stuff. Could use a little more rain, and hopefully we'll get that, but we enjoyed what we got. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, a nice Anderson-owned business. I want to also give a shout-out again for those of you who just tuned in at 8 o'clock. Yesterday, at the end of the show, I kind of put a shout-out for some issues that I had, and I just want to thank all the people who responded. I got my plumbing issues underway and my solar issues, and I just think the listeners are great, and I just want to thank everybody who called in and helped me with my struggle. And I want to give a particular shout-out to Joe at Paramount Plumbing, who's going to be there when I finish the show today to fix my hot water heater. And so we'll be hot. That's not a good thing to do, to be without hot water. So anyway, welcome. We have Dan Galliere here in the studio with me. And welcome, Dan. And glad to have you here to talk about the city council.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Listen to your show quite often. First time being in here, and right when I walk in, I see a large American flag on the wall with the Second Amendment on it. So I feel right at home.
Oh, good. Okay, so first thing, tell us who Dan Galliere is and just about you and your time in the Anderson community.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm not originally from here. I'm from Virginia. My parents made just enough money to be broke. And we lived in my grandma's basement. We moved up to the trailer park. My dad never graduated high school. My parents never owned a home. But what they did give me is a hard, strong work ethic. And that has served me well. My wife and I have worked as hard as we can. And now we have a very successful business in Anderson. We've been here for 5 years. We have gotten involved in the community every chance that we could get. We're always there. We're in the Anderson Lighted Christmas Parade every year. We do the Anderson Food Truck or Treat, which that is coming up. We're doing Mr. Rogers Day in the Anderson River Park this Saturday from 9 to 1. And I'm also chairman of the Planning Commission for the City of Anderson. And I'm on the board of directors for the Shasta Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, they own the grocery outlet. And certainly I can attest have been a contributing active member of the City of Anderson ever since they moved there. So you're running for the Anderson City Council. What do you see that you can do on that council to improve, change, make a difference in what's happening now?
Yeah, so there's a reason why we chose to live in this town. We like this town. We love this town. We love I feel like it's full of great people. What I like is the way the city is going out of its way to improve the quality of life for the people who live here. You know, like the things I was just saying, the Christmas parade, the food truck or treat, the splash pad that they worked so hard and spent, got the money to build. So as a city council member and having two kids and we plan on living here forever, I want to get things in place that make it, the quality of life better for the people who live here. Making improvements to Anderson River Park, which is just an amazing park we are lucky to have. That's my goal. That's what I'm passionate about.
Okay. The issues that you hear about a city, when a business comes in, the first thing they have to go and they go to the city and they want to establish a business. There's always complaints about that process. How do you see yourself interacting to make that an easy process which encourages businesses to come to Anderson?
Can you be more specific? Are you talking about like applying like
for a
the business license?
A business license. I want to come in and I want to put a business in. Uh-huh. I go to the city. How can we streamline that process to make it really easy and help them be successful as opposed to putting roadblocks in their way sometimes?
Yeah, so this one is a confusing question to me because having lived in a lot of cities, I was surprised at how easy the city of Anderson was to work with in that respect.
Okay.
So I don't think I have a good answer for you on that.
Well, I think you probably have answered.
Okay.
Is that is a common perception, among people that's a difficult process. You've just kind of said that's not true.
Yeah, in our case, man, holy moly, anything we needed to know, the city would spend the time to answer, and they treated us like customers instead of, you know, just people that they had to deal with. So it was a great experience for me and my wife.
Okay, and so you would just want to maybe encourage them to continue to treat businesses that way.
Yeah, I will. I believe we are all equal. We're all the same, you know. We should all be treating each other with courtesy and respect at all times. There's never a reason to be rude or demeaning to anyone. So I would encourage all city staff when I'm on city council to, you know, consider the people that come into city hall needing help to be our customers. And it's our job to serve them.
Okay. One of the issues that the city is dealing with right now is the issue with the well, out in Wooded Acres. How do you see, if you were on the city council, addressing the issue of solving that water problem in an area that really isn't in the city, it's in the unincorporated area?
Man, you definitely nailed it on that one. It is a weird situation. So you got this area that's not Anderson, but it has Anderson water. And how that happened is, you know, who knows, someone made a decision who knows how long ago, and now we have that situation. And so the people around those people that have Anderson water, the people that don't, their wells are running dry, and they're not having water. But that's a tough one because if I'm on the city council for Anderson, I really don't have any say on what those people do as they are not in the city.
Yeah.
Now, if there was some way that they wanted to vote, you know, change to become incorporated or, you know, mm-hmm. start paying taxes to see Anderson, can we incorporate that area somehow? I mean, I could see that solving the problem. But, you know, there has to be a change for Anderson to be able to solve that problem for him.
Yeah, that goes back a ways. Actually, I spoke a little bit about it in the last hour. That's one of those situations where there was a time when Anderson put wells, like in the, as an example, in the Ox Yoke area. And that was in anticipation and with cooperation with the county that at some point the city of Anderson would annex that area. And so while the wells were put in the county, we worked with them, and then when the wells, they became part of the city of Anderson. That's pretty much the same thing in the Wooded Acres area. And then that went through a whole LAFCO issue with the sewer plant that was put over there with the big lawsuits about it and all of those things. And it was in the sphere of influence of the city of Anderson. Then it was in the sphere of influence of the city of Reading. And then at some point, LAFCO said, yeah, and the people there didn't want to be in anybody's sphere. So basically, that's where they're at. They're not in anybody's sphere. They're just in the unincorporated area. A unique situation because most of the areas surrounding the cities are incorporated in their spheres.
Yeah, so real weird, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's one of those. And I appreciated Mayor Browning's statements last night where he just said, whatever the problem is, we all need to work together to solve it because those people need water.
Yeah, there is a solution, and we just need to find it and work towards that, you know?
Exactly.
Instead of just leaving them, you know, oh, you don't have no water. Oh, that's tough. You know, you're on your own. Okay. Let's figure out the solution.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into to the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
CNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have a question for our candidate, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. The beautifully designed community is located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge, as well as close shopping in the Hilltop area in downtown Reading. To see what River Commons can do for you, contact River Commons Senior Living to arrange a personalized tour today. Give them a call at 238-5981. So it's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda are still out and about, for those of you who just joined us. And we are in the process, as you know, of interviewing all of the candidates for office in Shasta County. We have Dan Gallier, who is a candidate for Anderson City Council, with us this morning.
Good morning.
And so we're just kind of going over those different things that he sees and why he's running to be on the Anderson City Council. One of the things that is unique in the city of Anderson, Dan, is the fact that our fire department is not, in fact, a part of the city government. There's a cooperation level between the two agencies, and as a member of the Anderson City Council, how do you see that we could perhaps improve upon that relationship to share some of the funding that comes in with the half-cent sales tax with the fire department, which was the anticipation of the community?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Measure A, and I actually Googled it, read it again today, and after having talked to you, I didn't realize that it was for fire as well.
Well, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was not, and that was, the perception of the community.
Oh, the perception, okay.
Was that because we're talking public protection.
Yeah.
They assumed that meant police and fire.
Oh, gotcha.
So when I speak with the citizens, they go, well, you guys are getting part of the sales tax. And we go, yeah, no, we're not.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. So the underlying issue is that you guys, not you guys, but the fire protection district needs more funding. Is the issue.
Yeah.
And what I'm a big fan of is, well, let's look into that. Let's find out what the solution needs to be. I'm not a fan of, well, that's their problem. Let's move on to something else, right? You know, this is an issue, and it needs to be looked into. As far as what are we going to do, I don't know. You know, not off the cuff, just having walked in this morning. But I can tell you, just like I do in business, you see pressure points, you see problems. That's when you stop and you look into it and you figure out a solution, so that it's not going to be a problem moving forward.
Good.
So that's what I would do.
Okay. One of the ways we do work really closely together is in the enforcement issues and the issues that we have with different ordinances that have to do with the vegetation management, those kind of things. There's a real good level of cooperation.
That's awesome.
Between the city and the fire department, so that we can, because the goal of both entities is to provide a quality of life for the citizens of Anderson and the area.
Oh, yeah. That's what's so amazing about Anderson, too, is just the public safety is just I haven't lived in a city like this one, so I love it.
Yeah, okay. How do you see Dan Gallier making a difference, particularly in let's say, encouraging businesses to locate in Anderson to provide more stable jobs?
Yeah, so that's actually why I'm on the board of directors for the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, and I have learned a lot being on that board and attending these meetings and learning what's going on in our county. I think that we need to bring businesses in because that brings in the money for us to fund these things that we need to get done. That's a, you know, we do get the money from the taxpayers, but bringing in a large business that's has 300 employees, that really does help out in bringing the money in that we need. So like you said, with the fire district needing money, having more money coming in will help to solve that problem, right?
Exactly.
But what I do is I'm always willing to talk to businesses because I am a business owner in Shasta County, and I tell them how I've been treated here and the quality of life here for your employees that you bring in. They're living in a great place. And I also tell them the things that your employees can do, your employees that you, when you bring a business here and you have your employees, the things that they can do on their off time, and they can go to the lakes, they can go to the mountains, there's just so much to do in this area. So that's what I help try to do as a business owner. I sell them on how great my experience has been in this area.
Yeah, good point, and certainly, yeah, good way to
go. Oh, and another thing is the other thing we tell them is the affordability, right? You know, buying a house here compared to you try to buy a house in Sacramento or the Bay Area, I mean, good luck. It's so expensive. So it's a lot easier to afford to live in this county, which is awesome.
Yes. Housing in the city of Anderson has improved tremendously over the last several years. For a long time, there was an emphasis on more low-income housing. Can you speak to how you would encourage more of the upper-end housing in the city?
Yeah, so I've been looking at that over the years. I saw the Diamond Street apartment complex that just opened. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago for low income housing. But I'm also seeing up behind Walmart, they have the Skyview Estates. They're building really really nice homes up there, and also. If you don't go up behind Walmart, if you just turn to the right, there's the Pleasant Hills subdivision. They're also building really nice high-end homes. So I really think that we have a good spread for everybody in our city to be taken care of right now. I think we're going in the right direction on that.
How do you feel you could contribute to make that continue to happen?
So there are a lot, what we're blessed with, even though we're a small city, Anderson, we do have a lot of areas that are open to development. And of course, as a city, and me, when I'm on council, I want to see those areas filled in, right? I want our city to grow and so what can I do? I can't make somebody come and build, right? But I would, you know, the city currently goes out and they do talk to people and they encourage people to come, and I would definitely be a part of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And so you've been on the Planning Commission.
Correct.
And so that's certainly you know the ins and outs of how we make that happen and make our zoning more conducive to large lot development and higher income homes and those things, as opposed to all small developments.
Right, yeah, it's surprising how much there is to it. As just a citizen, I always thought, you know, things were pretty easy, right? You're the city, just make up your own rules and however you want it and just run the city. But, you know, it's easy. But man, it's not. There's so many laws. You know, especially they're coming out of Sacramento every day, more laws. And so the city trying to, stay within those laws, but still get everything done. Man, it is hard to do. Yeah, it's a lot of work. That's what I've learned on the Planning Commission.
Yeah, good answer, good answer. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Game Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a
nice music, it's KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a question for our candidate, Dan Gallier, for the Anderson City Council, give us a call at 605-4567. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And if you've got any questions, Nathan can kind of take a look at that and pass those on. for our candidate. It's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82, and kind of low 80s and high 90s for the next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, nice Anderson business. So, like I said, we're visiting with Dan Gallier, the last candidate. We have two seats available on the Anderson City Council. We have three candidates running, so we've been interviewing them the last couple of weeks. Again, your opportunity to listen to KCNR on a regular basis over the next until election time. We're going to attempt to have all of the candidates for all of the offices in so that everyone can acquaint themselves with the people running for the different positions: Anderson City Council, Reading City Council, City of Shasta Lake, the Board of Supervisors, two seats, water districts, sewer districts, school districts, all of those things that are important in what make up your everyday life in Shasta County. So that's the service we're trying to bring. We encourage you to listen and pay attention to these candidates. So, Dan, one of the other real strong areas that the citizens in any city are interested in is the open spaces and a control of vegetation and fire hazards. We live in an area that's a big deal. So how do you see your role as a city council in making those things happen within the city of Anderson?
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. The fire danger is, I don't think it's ever been this high before. Yesterday I did take a tour along with the other candidates for office with Anderson City Manager Jeff Keiser. And we did take a tour of what in Anderson is our highest fire danger area, which is the west side of town, kind of over there behind the fairgrounds where there's kind of like the little bit of a mountain range where Tortoise Acres is located. And they were Jeff Keiser was showing us how they had went in and marked how far away from the road that the city actually has the right of way on. And that they already have a plan. They're going to go in. They have it all marked, and they're going to go in and cut that brush back as far as they're allowed to help out. And then they're encouraging the citizens to have that defensible space around their own properties. You know, do their own selves a favor, to protect their homes in case a fire does come again. What I'm going to do as city council is, just do those same things, you know. Make sure that we're taking care of the property that Anderson's legally allowed to go in and clean and clear and have that defensible space, and then also encourage those citizens to do the same.
There are ordinances and a vegetation management plan that the city and the Fire Protection District have adopted. Are you in favor of following up and enforcing, even so far as citing those people who refuse?
Yeah, and that's a tough one, because you don't want to get to the point where you have an elderly person whose tree has fallen down near their home, and you go in and cite them for not cleaning it up. So it's a fine line. To me, it would have to be an obvious, drastic case. They have all this firewood stacked up against their actual house, which is a huge fire danger. And all the trees and shrubs grown up all around the house. I would be in favor of requiring those people, and enforcing them to clean up. But it would have to be, a very obvious, drastic case that's obvious to anyone that's a problem. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to target people, that shouldn't be, targeted in that situation.
There are programs available and just for everyone that they need to apply for them, where those, because there are elderly people who
right.
just simply can't do the work.
Yeah, there are.
But we can work with them, both with the fire district and the city, to make those funds available and help them accomplish that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it is a major problem. Now more than ever.
Right.
And specifically, this year in the South County, everybody I think at this point is aware of the issue with ACID and the lack of, and that isn't, it isn't in the city of Anderson, I know, actually, just kind of for the record here, I've actually had some people say, well, gosh, everything in Anderson in the city is still pretty green.
Right.
And so I think there's sometimes there's a lack of understanding that Anderson has done a good job with our infrastructure. And so we've got wells. And so if you live inside the city, we don't have a water problem.
That's correct.
But we do have those areas surrounding us that depend on ACID and the irrigation and the groundwater that rejuvenates that. So I think the city at this point is working with them. Let's talk about recreation opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
in City of Anderson. How do you feel that you could improve upon those or continue those activities?
Yeah, so I, having a family in this town and having two small girls, I'm a big fan of increasing the quality of life for the people that live in Anderson. Very passionate about it. That's what got me so excited about this town. The more I found out about it and the more I was hearing the city manager and the city councils talking about doing things for the families in town, the more it got me excited. So things that I look forward to when I'm on city council going forward, you know, we already have like that amazing splash pad, but they're currently working on trying to add on to the splash pad to have a huge play area, you know, with the swings and the monkey bars. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop. You know, you come in, the kids can play in the splash pad and play in the playground. And to me, that just sounds amazing. So I would definitely work to make sure that happens and keep doing improvement projects like that so that the kids have something to do and they have those, they build those great memories when they're young. And then when they're older, you know, they'll want to do that when they're in charge. They'll want to do that for the next generation.
Yeah. As everybody knows, I'm the biggest cheerleader for the South County and the City of Anderson that's ever been around, because I've seen and been fortunate to work on a lot of those projects over the years, and you're right, it's part of that. The other thing is, how do you see, and this is a question I haven't asked, the Shasta District Fairgrounds is located in the City of Anderson, and certainly an integral part, but it is a state facility.
Right.
So we're not. Some of the issues, we have issues that arise with public protection and those when we have activities at the fairgrounds and how that impacts the City of Anderson sometimes with our police department or people come in for those activities, they do impact the other. How do you see, as a city councilman, working with that area to make that work for the citizens and share the expenses?
Yeah. So for those listening, what Trish is talking about is it's state-owned property. We, as a city, we cannot go in and enforce laws on that, city laws on that property, because it's not our domain, right? It's not our area to do so. It'd be like sending Anderson police to go police the city of Reading, right? It's just not, that's not how it works. What I see us doing is what you have seen in the past, right? When we have high traffic flows in and out of there, you see the Anderson police helping direct the flow of traffic. But that, you know, they're also a second set of eyes on who's coming, who's going, trying to help out, you know, maybe catch some things before they get started. But as far as policing on that property, it's just legally just not allowed to. So, but just policing the perimeter and helping with the traffic is all you can do.
It's an asset that's good for the city, but there is that separation. A lot of people think that's the county fair, and it's not. It's the county fair is up in MacArthur, so that's a state facility there. The Volante Park.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some. There's over the years, people have talked about perhaps adding to Volante Park to add things for that side of town. Do you see anything that you would envision doing there?
I haven't specifically thought about what I would, you know, change or add to Volante Park. I definitely am thankful that, you know, my understanding is that, you know, some the Vellante family left that park to the city, and the city takes care of it. I know they added sidewalks around it at some time. But because I'm passionate about the quality of life for people, I want to keep that park in good shape. I want that there for everyone to enjoy. I have heard people ask for, baseball, you know, Little League and stuff mm-hmm. over there. And I've heard people asking for soccer. They want soccer fields there instead. I've heard that from a lot of people, which is interesting, you know. I don't know what the needs are, but it's something I would look into. Because, again, when you see needs or you see problems, you don't just say, oh, you know, it is what it is, and walk away, right? You got to look for the solutions. What can we do different? What can we do to help, you know, for the long – and you got to think long term, though, with this type of stuff. That's the hard part. You know, it's not just this week people want soccer, so let's tear out the baseball fields and build soccer fields, right? You got to say, well, what's the trend? What are we looking at 40 years from now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And be responsive to what the community needs and wants at any given point.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced 4 new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, 3 eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause from 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
So that's Carl's favorite song. We play it every day at 8:45, and I love it. It's just you got to be in the room in here because everybody's dancing. That's the time to go. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a question for our candidate Dan Gallier, give us a call at 605-4567. It is Thursday, and so it's been Trish Clark. I've been with you the last couple days. Always enjoy visiting with all the people listening in to KCNR. It's a great group out there, and so this is our final segment, Dan, and so we can concentrate on anything that we haven't talked about your expectations running for this office.
Real quick.
Where you think you're going.
Real quick before you guys do anything else, don't forget today is National Ice Cream Cone Day, and it is also Hobbit Day. So if you guys are Lord of the Rings fans, Hobbit Day is today.
Hobbit Day. Oh, okay. There you go. Right. My son was a great Lord of the Rings fan. I didn't get into that too much today, and can't be anything wrong with ice cream. It's a little warmer today. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to speak about, why am I running for office?
Absolutely. So you just wrap up, and you got a few minutes here, about 11 minutes left, and let's talk about why are you doing this?
Yeah, so I feel called to do it. I plan on living here. I like Anderson so much, I plan on living there forever. And I feel called to get involved, to be a part of it, to make Anderson better for those that are coming after us, right? So if people, decide that I'm not the one for the office, it's actually kind of a relief, right? I get to spend more time with my kids and be at home. But I'm doing this because I feel called to get out and do the work and improve Anderson, leave it better for the next generation that's coming along behind us. Not just enjoy what the people previously have worked so hard to achieve, not just sit here and enjoy that, but let's make it even better and send it down to the next generation. So in the business world, I've had to deal with budgets. I've had to deal with making tough decisions. Obviously having to work really hard. I'm up at 4 a.m. most days. And then in the evenings we're doing a lot of stuff with the city and doing events and stuff. And with the Planning Commission. So if you elect me, which I hope you would, just know that I'm two things. One, I'm passionate about this city. I really do care. I really do love the city, and I want the best for the city, and I want people to enjoy Anderson for years and years to come. And two, I'm just a hard worker. I'm not just saying it. You can ask anybody that knows me. I will do the work. I will get the job done.
How do you feel like, how can people get involved in your campaign? And do you have a web page or a way that people can contact you?
Yeah, so currently, we just have the Vote for Dan Gallier Facebook page, if you go to that. As far as the campaign, man, I am not a big politician. This is like the least favorite part. I like doing the work and improving the city. But I don't like, trying to go around and tell people, hey, I'm this great person that you should vote for. That's not the fun part for me. I just like giving back and doing the job. So currently, that's all I have right now is just the Facebook.
And you're not doing any fundraising too?
I am setting one up, but I don't have the dates set up yet, so I'm not able to give those out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if somebody wanted to work with you, they could just go onto your Facebook page.
Yes.
And messenger you.
Send me a message, definitely. I would love to hear from anybody that's interested.
And working with you to promote it. You're right that those of us who live in the city of Anderson are passionate about it. It's a great place to be.
Oh yeah.
What would be the first thing, that you would want to approach if seated on the city council?
So, the first thing I would do, so that's something people have asked. You know, we elect you, you're on city council, what's the first thing you're going to do? The first thing that I'm going to do is listen. So I've asked, you know, I've gotten advice from everybody that I know on, you know, a lot of leaders in this county. You know, what's most important as a city council member? What do you do to be successful? And they said, overwhelmingly what I heard is listen. Don't have these preconceived ideas when you go in, to hear about things or vote on things, right? Listen to both sides. Listen to everything that's said. Really understand the issue and understand what the needs are and the wants are on every issue, to make the best decision. Also, I'm not going to go in and promise people that I'm going to solve all the problems as a city council member, right? Because why? I'm on a council of five people. We all have a vote. We all have a say. I won't be going in as president where I can say, yeah, I'm going to, you know, make sure that the acid canal fills up tomorrow. I'll divert the water, right? There's a lot of things that we want to happen, but, it is a council position where you're on a board. On a council of five people. So everybody has their vote.
They absolutely do. And so staff positions, in the city of Anderson, you're familiar because you've been on the planning commission. Do you see, areas where, perhaps staffing needs to be, expanded? Areas that you'd like to pay more attention to or less things and any adjustments you'd like to make in the.
Yeah. So, just like, I don't know, if you own a business, you're well aware that, staffing has been an issue ever since COVID came along. Everybody is understaffed. The city has, people working, multiple positions kind of filling in. They are actively looking to fill positions, and I would actively, as a city council member, encourage that and help with that. You've seen a lot of police officers get hired lately. It's not because they're just growing rapidly. They're filling in a lot of needed positions that they have needed for a while. But along those terms, our biggest need when it comes to staffing is taking care of our police staff, because their building is way too small. They are crammed into this old building that they outgrew years and years and years ago. So I know the city council is actively looking to find a site and build a building, and I will work hard to get that done. Because not only does it give our officers the tools they need to do their job, it also encourages high-level, talented officers in the future to lateral in and transfer to Anderson. So we'll attract even more talented police officers.
Yeah, I can't help but jump in there and say that we've been very fortunate with Chief Mike Johnson, now Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He really brought the department forward, and our current chief, John Pilecki, has doing a great job behind that. So we're very proud of our police department.
We're lucky, right? Yeah, he's very great. Good at his job.
Yeah, well, I think the interesting thing is right now the Anderson Police Department is the only fully staffed department in the county.
Wow.
I had John on a while back, and our chief, and I think that's a great thing, but it says a lot for what the city of Anderson's been able to do.
Yeah, Anderson's easy to sell people on. Hey, come live here. It's awesome. I mean, you just come down, check it out. You can see that for yourself.
Okay, so we've got about 3 minutes left. What are your final, give us our, you should vote for me because.
Right. Yeah, well, like I was just saying, I'm doing this because I want to give back, right? I want to be a part of the solution. I feel like I have the skills and the drive to do what needs to be done, to have the best interest of the citizens and the city in mind. And as a city council member, I will, always work hard. Cause that's who I am. That's what I'm passionate about. I like giving back to the community, and my goal is to leave it better off than I found it for the next generation. Just like, you know, people, Anderson has only gotten better over the years because other people like-minded, just like me, were doing the same thing in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. That's great. We've now listened to all three candidates. I think the city is blessed to have three people running for the two seats. And again, I will always remind you that you as a citizen, we're giving you this opportunity, know what's going on in all those offices and join in and remember to get out and vote and work for those candidates that you think would be the best improvement, whatever area it is. I have enjoyed visiting with all of the listeners out there the last couple of days. We're lucky to have KCNR in our community, which is giving us this opportunity to listen to all these candidates. I encourage all of you to listen as the weeks go on because we'll be hearing from all the candidates for office. Again, a shout out to all the great listeners out there and I always enjoy chatting with you and bringing information to you. Know you're out there listening. Didn't get any calls this hour, but I appreciate so much all of you out there. I'm not sure who the host is tomorrow, but KCNR is always, 7 to 9, giving you your local issues and bringing this to you. So thank you for joining us. Have a good day, and God bless America.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
You can just forget about coming back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.